It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning to you. Welcome.
Thanks very much, Tim.
South African scientists building three aircraft that will fly without pilots as unmanned air vehicles. Where is this happening?
Yeah, unmanned air vehicles becoming far more popular, and the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research in Pretoria has fantastic infrastructure there, wind tunnels second to none in the Southern Hemisphere, and they're making good use of them by building these unmanned air vehicles, which are being bought more and more in the world because of the expense of crewed aircraft. And they've got three main projects there, and one of them is the Sekwe, the Tsonga name for duck. It's got a duck bill type of fuselage, the nose, and it's tailless. But a very interesting one is the modular unmanned air vehicle, and there'll be four different varieties of that. And it's on this one that it's really become like a research platform, and you have many doctoral students and master's students involved there to get exposure to this unmanned air vehicle technology. And they call these UAVs. They're building four of these, and the first will be remotely put into the air in mid-December, and the second in mid-January. So you can see quite advanced research going on there. Not commercial at this stage, but being a backbone to commercial activity, because we've already got a company in Gauteng, Advanced Technologies Engineering, ATE, that is building its own unmanned air vehicle. So South Africa is known for this technology, a lot of demand for it, so a lot of development coming in. And as I say, tremendous infrastructure at the CSIR in Pretoria.
Just as a matter of interest, what would these unmanned air vehicles be used for?
Well, you know, defense is the main thing. But of course, with our 2010 coming up, you can use them for security. They can give you a lot of information from the air that you would require.
Now, more than 200 retired engineers apparently being brought back to work to help 160 South African municipalities deliver services.
Yeah, we've got more than 100 South African municipalities which are declared as low capacity municipalities. That means that even though there's money there for them, they can't get that money, because in order to get these municipal infrastructure grants, you've got to do a feasibility study, you've got to do a scoping study, you've got to do an application. And unless you do that, you don't get the money. So in order to do that, they have yanked back engineers with the expertise who happen to be in retirement or maybe very senior. They've got more than 200 of those engineers back in order to twin with what they call young professionals, because it's no good getting these senior engineers in there to do a specific job. You've got to have the sustainability. So sitting with them are young professionals now getting that exposure and able to take it forward later. So it's a great model, and it's been going since 2006. But the concern is that it ends in 2010, and in order to have some sustainability, there needs to be some certainty there. But that's another issue that will have to be dealt with Treasury, etc., because these billions are available to these municipalities. And one of the other areas where they fell short was finance. So they've also brought in people on the finance side in order to complete the picture. But they're saying that it's working so well that it's something that could be migrated into Africa. Mm-hmm. So hopefully more and more of people with skills who retire then get engaged to pass that information on to young people.
But now, unfortunately, the National Energy Association, on the other hand, is warning us that South Africa is falling behind the world in modernizing its energy base. What's going on?
Yeah, the South African National Energy Association, Brian Statham, he's at the forefront of looking at what's happening in the world. He's had a lot of experience with Eskom, and he made a plea at the last SANEA meeting, which is the South African National Energy Association acronym SANEA, that we are falling behind the rest of the world when it comes to modernizing our energy base. Now, he's saying he's not wanting to model us on the first world countries of Canada and Denmark. No, he's been on a trip to Turkey and to Mexico, and he's saying these boys know where they're going and they're determined to get there. He finds a lack of that in South Africa. And, you know, we're saying, oh, we're coming to the anniversary of our big blackout, and which we had last January. And people are saying, well, there's not going to be a problem now because, you know, there's a downturn in the economy. There are a whole lot of furnaces that have been switched off. Mines in a downturn. So why worry now? This is the time to pause for breath and to come in with the new ideas. It's no good now not using the downturn cycle in order to prepare us for the bounce up. And it always comes very suddenly. So he's saying, look, let's use this period now to get strong leadership. He wants private sector and government to sit down and to work out a nice way forward, and then to have the policy framework and the implementation from the private sector.
Well, those are some of the developments in the real economy that are taking place, and Martin Creamer updating us on those, and thank you very much. Martin is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the Coalface the same time next Friday.